Devo Peekaboo from 1982. Off of Oh No, It's Devo. Although the computer says it's a single here. No, it's off of Oh No, It's Devo. Started off with some Liars with I Want to Help You And. Last time I saw the Liars, Conley there. I can't think of his first name all of a sudden. You know, he's one hand he's got on the organ, the other one he's got it with a tambourine, he's whacking his thigh. That's why when I was playing the last earlier, I said, hey, how about some... God, I can't remember his first name from the Liars. Oh, well. Thigh Scrapers, Time is Right from the Thigh Scrapers EP. It was Brian Young from Crash Course for the Ravers said, I should play some. Crazy Elephant with Gimme Gimme Good Lovin'. And while I was listening to that, I could hear the guy in the background going, ha, ha, ha. And that kind of got me thinking about, what song do I know that has like a, ha, 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 ha. And Peekaboo. Could be another song out there too. Maybe Nick might know. Maybe he can help me with that. Got some popcorn going in the background there. If you are a fan of 70s music, or grew up in the 70s, as I kind of did, watching that movie, TV show The Deuce off of HBO. Oh my God, that's just so... It's dirty. It's just like the 70s. Dirty, grimy, icky, blah. Younger people these days, they just don't know what the cities looked like back in the 70s. They looked blah. Dirty, icky, blah. We're going over. Oh, we got to make this official. WMFO and Medford 91.5 FM. Or just WMFO Medford. Or on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. I guess way too much coffee there. All right, I promise some 4019s, and they're coming up next. I just can't tell you what song, because we're not supposed to do that on terrestrial radio. And I got a song coming up by Mudhoney, where the beginning reminds me of Devo's Gut Feeling. When you hear this song, now, don't do what they say in the lyrics. It just kind of goes, that's kind of bizarre. That'll be coming up, I think, after the 4019s, somewhere in the next set. It's Chris in Strike the Box. A little extra alarm here.
I'm not afraid to die.
Well, this PSA is for him. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers! What? Oh, not that kind of walker. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving...
Yeah, see? He beeped at him.
When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. Even when they don't look up, and they just step into the crosswalk, you gotta stop. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Remember, all is well.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out. See her on a road course or a quarter mile. This little modified ponton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs. Really drives them wild. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Save all my money and buy a GTO. Turn it on, get a helmet and a roll bar, and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona and let them know, that I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy gonna shut you down. But when I turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Next week, it's the annual Halloween show. Yep, that's right. Next week, it's the annual Halloween show. And you know what happens when the purple people eater meets a witch doctor? Well, Mr. Richardson will tell you.
While walking through the woods and not far from town, I got real shook. I heard the strangest sound. I saw the purple people eater, and to my surprise, the witch doctor sitting by his side. The witch doctor had a little guitar in his hand, and they were popping and a rocking with a two-piece band. Purple was a blowing like a people eater should. Witch doctor picked like Johnny B. Good. They went a I got trouble, that's what he said. Girls keep laughing about the horn in my head. The witch doctor smiled and I heard him say, yeah, man, you're ugly, but you sure can play. There in the moonlight it seemed so strange, as they blowed a chorus of home on a rain. They were coming on strong like rock and roll stars. Played the sweetest music of the side of Mars. They went a from outer space were giving it all, and I could tell the way they rocked that they were having a ball. They were coming on strong, I was clapping my hands, stopping long enough to say,
"Easy, man."
So at twilight time, when the sun goes down, back in the woods on the edge of town, people all together from a mile around, they hear Doc and Old Purple play the crazy sounds. They go,
"Ooh,
yeah."
That's the closing for a different version, a different show. Not mine, but I stole it from a syndicated show. Yes, I did. I stole it. So I figured I'd use it, because I'm finishing up here. I'm packing my bags and getting on. I gotta get moving. We're a little over today, so because nobody was here, but I can't stay the full hour, unfortunately. Just can stay about a half an hour. But as I said, next week, it's the Halloween, the annual Halloween show. Where I play a bunch of different Halloween stuff, because I won't be around the following week. Let's see, what did we, did some 4019s with Another Day off of Good Fortune, Cool Cat Music, or Rock Ranch Records, Mudhoney, Kill Yourself Live, from Digital Garbage LP, from Sub Pop Records, but don't do that, don't kill yourself. Oingo Boingo, Only a Lad, from 1981. Ronnie and the Daytonas, GTO, up the Mala, single 1964, Focus, not like, you know, pay attention, Focus is the name of the band, Hocus Pocus, we played the single version from 1973, made it to number nine, hey, did I tell you at the beginning of the show, it's the 50th anniversary of the White Album? Well, if you didn't tune in the beginning of the show, now you know. And some big bopper, J.P. Richardson, Purple People Eater meets the Witch Doctor. As I said, that's it. I got maybe one, two more songs, and I'm out of here. Everybody have a good week. I started off with some angry music, loud rock and roll music. Not so much angry, but loud rock and roll. And I think I'll play a couple of more loud rock and roll songs. It's Chris Strike the Box, a little special Electro Alarm version. How about we play some White Stripes? Sounds good to me.
Warm gun. Happiness Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Whip dip, loop scoop, son of a gun. Our show is over, but we have had fun. Mad Daddy here saying thanks to you all. It's been a fun hour. I've had a ball. We'll return next week, and the way I figure this crazy wavy show's gonna be better and bigger. You can help me, frantic friend, to achieve that worthy end by whipping out a pencil or a ballpoint pen and writing to remind the management again that you dig this groove. You'd like to hear more. So show your spirit and esprit de corps. Scribble fast, scribble soon. Make a dedication, I will play your tune. Whatever you do, write to me. Mad Daddy wins. New York 23.
The Mad Daddy Show is an Alfred E. Newman production.
We now return control of your television set to you. Until next week at this same time, when the control voice will take you to...
Break the Box with Chris.
lonely leaving town blues.
I felt third boyfriend. He lives in my bed. I wake up to him. He doesn't get jealous. He's okay being open. And I can take him.
Like real.
That girl's really kind of stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. Feel like I just got struck by lightning. I see her on the elevator, pushing buttons. I wish that I could date her. I hope she's not another princess. I hope she's not a complete mess. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? But you never come around. All day standing in the doorway, in a box, don't even have a hallway. She's cool, prepared for any crisis. For sure, nothing short of priceless. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the trees, but you never come around. Really kind of stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down?
see her standing at the kitchen sink. And oh, how he grew up and out, over into strangers with the same. Longing for our home again. There's nothing I can do or say. You gotta write it out, find your own way back to the perfect shore. When I